from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio, Susan Bartosz. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Good to see both of you again.
What brings you in here this morning?
Lots of stuff going on, particularly Hunger Action Month. And one of the things to kick that off is our work with WEOL. And you've got the Touchdown to Tackle Hunger thing starting today with high school football.
Right. Jamie's Carpet Shop has stepped off for this. So for every touchdown scored on our radio game tonight, we've got Midview at Lorraine. Tim Alcorn coming in shortly to talk about that game, but he'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. So every touchdown scored during our radio game, $10 will be donated to Second Harvest Food Bank, courtesy of Jamie's Carpet Shop. So what does $10 mean, just in general, for what the Hunger Second Harvest can do with that?
Well, for every dollar that we get donated, we can provide 5 meals. So that's 50 meals right there. And that's huge. People have to eat every single day. And the numbers are until they're down to zero, the numbers are improving. The dial is moving a little bit, but we're determined to get it down to zero.
Does summer increase in the need for the meals with a lot of times the school programs, kids not in the schools where they may be getting some meals?
Yeah, it absolutely does, because of the free and reduced meals at school aren't there. There are summer rec programs and summer feeding programs, but by and large, those aren't as attended as well as maybe during the school year, just because people are scattered and all over the place. And then we're also struggling to restock the pantry shelves during the summer, too, because it's the furthest away from when you think about the holidays. That's when everybody naturally thinks about doing something, but not so much in the summer.
When you talk about Hunger Action Month, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's actually a national initiative. We're part of Feeding America, so this is going on in September, the whole entire month across the nation. And the purpose of it is to mobilize everybody to take action and learn something about hunger issues and then literally be inspired to do something about it. And so there's different things that we plan. First of all, orange is the symbolic color of hunger. So there is one day, which happens to be this year on September 14th, it's Go Orange Day. So, you know, we ask everybody to wear an orange t-shirt around here in Brown's Country. That ought to be, you know, easy to do or kind of get a hold of. And maybe do something, whether, you know, read an article, reach out, learn something about what's going on in your specific community regarding hunger, even the specific issues like senior hunger or childhood hunger or teen hunger, any of those things, just to see what's happening and then what do you want to do about it. So it's a chance for everybody to kind of learn, inspired, and take action.
And it's a chance for, I think, different groups or businesses to sort of do something in their workplaces, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, whatever it is that works, some people do things collectively and kind of gather and do maybe some kind of a competition, and others do things a little bit more where they're, you know, passing out articles or reading something or getting together to volunteer. So it could be whatever works best for you and your group.
Talking this morning with Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. And September, you mentioning about Hunger Action Month. Near the end of that month, you have your Generous Helpings event. Tell us about
that. Well, that's kind of the culmination of Hunger Action Month. And it's a tasting event. And this is our 12th year that we put this on. And it is the only fundraiser that we do where we invite people into our warehouse. And, of course, we've been in our new site on Baumhart Road for just over 2 years. It's a beautiful location, and we pretty much transform the warehouse into a little bit of a party atmosphere. So to kind of culminate all the effort and all the work that everybody's done for Hunger Action Month. So we've got all kinds of restaurants and, you know, beers and wines, and we've got Swamp Boogie Band coming this year as our entertainment. And it's the last Sunday in September, and if it's a nice day, which it's been for, it just seems like that seems to be our day, we open the doors in the back, and because we have some food trucks also this year that are coming, and we've got tables set outside. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous setting, and it's a chance for people to kind of come in. Even though it's all decorated, it looks great. It's a lot of fun. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. But then they kind of look up and see all the boxes and the racks, and it's a chance for them also to further realize what it is we do.
It's interesting with the restaurants. I mean, a lot of them have sort of a social conscience related to hunger. I mean, they feed people. That's what they do. But they probably also kind of understand, you know, what do I do with all this extra food I might have, or how does this, you know, how do I make the best of this food and not, you know, try to waste it as much.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are, and it changes all the time. There's new restaurants that come on board and others kind of move on. And through the years, there have been some restaurateurs who have, or chefs who have retired, and they're volunteering for us, or they're coming back and they're saying, you know, that really had made a difference, and I really kind of learned a lot by being involved. So wanted to do something. So they started being involved with Generous Helpings, and then they kind of continued as they evolved and changed in their own lives.
Well, their expertise could help in how to prepare some of these foods. You know, you get a lot of different foods for people that you have for hunger, and you think, how's the best way to prepare it? And just a little creativity can create meals out of things that you think are just, you know, standard boxes and cans on the shelf.
Right. Well, absolutely. Another thing that we do is we put on farmers markets. We're doing a lot more direct service these days. We just got done with one in downtown Lorain by the tracks at the Lorain County Health and Dentistry, where we served 200 families. It's all fresh produce from our local farmers. And we also gave out recipe cards and very simple recipes, not a lot of ingredients, but how do you prepare these things? What do you need to do? And that, combined with some of the chefs that'll be involved with Generous Helpings at the end of the month, there's no shortage of education opportunities for people to kind of learn what to do with some of these things, especially healthy, nutritious food.
You find those root vegetables or something. I go through the grocery, I'm thinking, I know an orange and an apple and a tomato, everything
right.
else. Some of these things with other stems, I wouldn't
right,
know
right.
How long do I cook this beet for? I don't know.
But. Absolutely. We get a lot of that. We do. But that's why the education is huge. If you don't educate people on why it's good to eat these things and then how to do it and then give it a try, then they go for it.
With your Generous Helpings program, you have early bird tickets available.
Yeah.
You still have some.
Yep. Through the end of this month. So next Thursday will be the end of the early bird tickets. And you just go online and get your tickets, and you're saving yourself a little bit of money that way. So.
Do you cap the number of tickets you sell for this?
No. We used to when we were in the old building because it was so much smaller. But now, because of our size, we really don't. We do have, last year we had over 600 people, and certainly then the year before, which was our opening year, we had almost 800 people. So, but I think part of that was like, what is this new place? And a lot of people were curious about mm-hmm. the building too. And so we don't really have to cap the amount of people that come in. And so that's kind of nice. So it really does work out to be, you know, with the rhythm of the community and what's going on. And especially if it's a beautiful day, like I'm saying, that's a great place to be.
Speaking of rhythm, what can you tell us about the Swamp Boogie Band? It looks like,
yeah, they do a few modern things, but they end up doing a lot of the classics. I guess that's the way to call it. Okay. We kind of started with that type of group last year. We had salsa before that for quite a long time, and then we switched it up to just a little bit of the, I guess the best way to call it is classics, and people were up and dancing, and so it was, you know, everything from Motown to 80s music, even turn it, you know, 90s and all that kind of thing, but really kind of catering to a wide variety, but I would have to say classic.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of great entertainment is fun,
yeah.
And you also bring different artists together, and sometimes when they find out about this cause, they can they take it up as well. And that's how you interact with people. You connect with them through these
different
things.
And everybody's having a good time, a chance for us to connect up with people that are partners with us, are friends with us, that, you know, we're just going to sit down and compare this restaurant to that restaurant, and I liked this, and everybody gets a chance to vote. There's People's Choice and Critic's Choice. We have some people from the local newspapers that are our critics, so to speak, that they all get votes, and so we give a trophy for that, and then we also give chips to everybody that comes through the door, like poker chips, and then they get to vote. So it's People's Choice.
You got silent auction, too, other ways to help raise the money again.
And raffles, you know, the whole thing. And really, every bit of the money goes towards our programs. So,
and I think, too, as you mentioned earlier, it'll give people an opportunity to come and see your warehouse, because usually people don't get that behind-the-scenes view. And until they do, they may not realize the scope of your service.
Absolutely. And we're the regional food bank, so we cover four counties. We have a responsibility to take care of an awful lot of people. And so we're kind of like the middle guy. It's a logistics-heavy operation, what we do. We bring in, maybe have to repackage, resort, whatever, and then work on the other end in terms of where does it need to go, how do we get it to the right places and to the right people and the exact people who need it.
Again, Generous Helpings, our culinary event benefiting Second Harvest, is on September 24th from 5 to 8 at your location, which is
5510 Baumhart Road, and it's right across from the old Ford plant.
Okay. And of course, the September being Hunger Action Month, look for more details on that. And don't forget to tune in to our football games Friday night, because on the radio, the Jamie's Carpet Shop Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger. For every touchdown the teams score, with Jamie's Carpet donates $10 to Second Harvest. So we've got a nice partnership coming.
Yep, awesome.
As well.